Now, I was reading about the J.T. Nichol Family Nature and Wildlife Preserve.
Yes.
That's the proper name for it.
Yes.
Is the largest privately protected conservation area in the Ozarks. 17,000-acre landscape rests in eastern Oklahoma's rolling Cookson Hills and overlooks the Illinois River. Spring-fed creeks meander amid a rugged topography of steep slopes and narrow valleys, harboring a mosaic of oak hickory forest, lofty pine woodland, and a diverse mix of savanna, shrubland, and prairie. Somebody is a very good writer, but it obviously describes that acreage.
Yes, it does. I took my cattle off when I gave it to the Conservancy, and one thing I wanted to see up there were some elk. Now, elk used to be native to Oklahoma. The last one was killed out sometime around the mid-1800s. There had been some brought to the state, but I wanted to bring some up there and have that as our flagship animal up there. So we did. I think the first group was about 20 elk. We've had a lot of trouble with them wandering off the property and getting shot and killed by poachers and this and that, but we still have a nice herd up there right now. It probably at one time was up to about 75 and now probably down to about 45 because of the poaching and so forth. But anyway, it's really, really nice to see, and people love to see the elk.
The public is invited to come to the preserve.
They can always come to the preserve. They can't necessarily raise cane up there and do what they want to do, but they've got to be respectful of what the Nature Conservancy stands for.
You've got a beautiful guest house there.
We do. It's our visitor center. Yeah, it's real nice. We got that done. After I had given the property to them a few years, we decided, well, let's do one little development on this whole property and let's make it the visitor center, which we did, and it's really, really nice.
Well, I saw it online, and yeah, it does look beautiful. The Nature Conservancy up in Osage County, people can drive through that,
yes,
but they can't to this.
They can drive all across the middle of this.
Okay.
There is a open county road across the middle of the preserve.
All right. You have walking paths.
We also have created some walking paths and some signage that tells you what to expect to see and this and that. So people are welcome to come up there and do that. And as time goes along, it'll get more and more use. They're not welcome to come up and camp overnight and build fires and things like that. They're not welcome to come up and hunt. They're not welcome to come up and vandalize. But the kind of people that love nature are not that kind of people anyway. And so those are the kind of visitors we get. We also get visitors from schools that come up there to see it. My goal in mind for the preserve was to take it back to where it was when settlers first came to Oklahoma and have a big enough parcel of land to show people what the country was like before it got developed. That's what I wanted, and that's what we're doing. And they are not allowed to sell it. They're not allowed to trade it. We have a contract going into, not eternity, but forevermore, that they will take care of it, protect it, and do what we requested that be done.
You could have sold that off to developers salivating right now about that land.
Yes, and they are, and they can't have it.
I was reading here about biodiversity threats in the area include habitat loss and fragmentation.
Yes.
Fire exclusion over the past several decades has also led to the decline or loss of a host of plants and animals. Can you comment on that?
Yes. Before the white settlers got here, it had been Indian territory. They were moved there in 1835, and they were in Cherokee County. A lot of that land was theirs, but they weren't subsidized by the government in those days. They had to make a living their way, and a lot of the way that they made their living was harvesting wild game. And one of the ways that they could get the wild game within shooting range was to burn areas. And when the green, lush grass came up in the spring, the animals would show up. So during all those years, the place did get burned off. Then later on, when everybody didn't want to have any more fires, then it quit happening. So the open areas that were burned off back in those days became covered back over with scrub oak and so forth. Now we do have prescribed burns happening up there, as they do on the tall grass prairie. And every year or every 2 years, we will burn an area and then we'll let that thing rest for 2 or 3 years and then maybe come back and burn it again. We try to do it in the same way that it was done through history. and kind of follow that regimen in today's world. So by burning things off like that, it creates more habitat and food for wild animals.
The Nature Preservatory in Osage, that's just open land, blue stem grass and all that kind of thing. But what you have is more trees, isn't it?
We have mostly trees, that's right.
So when you're burning trees?
Yes, that happens, but we try to have a prescribed burn and not burn in such a way as to kill the trees, but to get rid of the underbrush so the sun can get to the ground and start growing herbs back like they did way back. Way back, the Ozarks were pretty open underneath back in the burning days, so we've recreated that.
It says the Nickel Preserve is perhaps the last landscape-scale opportunity to address these threats in the Oklahoma Ozarks by protecting and restoring a fully functioning ecosystem. You're one of the last that actually does that. That has to make you feel good.
Well, it does, very good, because I have a passion for those hills and trees and rocks and wild things and clear streams.